Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of the Africa's Venture Capital and Entrepreneurial Landscape series on Wasabi Africa podcast. My name is Lukman Yusuf. I am a financial analyst from Nigeria working at the World Bank headquarters in the United States. It is my passion to make known the story of Africa's economic developments to people all over the world. In the eighth episode of this podcast, we discussed the impact of diaspora entrepreneurship on Africa. In this episode, we will explore the future of venture capital and entrepreneurship in Africa. Stay tuned. The African market offers a unique terrain of challenges to conquer and possibilities to seize, much like a difficult puzzle. Entrepreneurs are leveraging these hurdles as springboards for success motivated by a vision of equitable growth. They are working on projects such as providing sustainable energy solutions to distant villages and improving healthcare accessibility. The continent's rapidly expanding consumer base has proven alluring to venture capitalists and forward-thinking businesses. According to Africa Arena, VC investment in Africa would top $10 billion by 2025, owing to factors such as greater corporate involvement, acquisition, foreign direct investments, and large European initiatives. It is no longer speculation that Africa's attraction as an investment location will expand as it rapidly evolves. But what are the developing trends, possible difficulties, and growing possibilities that will determine the future of African venture capital and entrepreneurship landscape? Here are some important factors to consider. So we will discuss the emerging trends in African venture capital and entrepreneurship ecosystem, looking at some very interesting factors. One factor that we expect to see is that fintech dominates. New developments in the continent's investment environment have highlighted the dominance of financial technology, otherwise known as fintech, as the most sought-after sector for venture capital investments. A startling 31% of the total deal value was provided by fintech in 2021, highlighting its enormous appeal and potential. The pressing need to address the financial inclusion issues facing millions of unbanked and underbanked people throughout the continent is what is driving this rise in fintech. Fintech companies in Africa are reshaping the financial services industry by harnessing technology to deliver critical solutions that address the specific demands of the African market. These firms are bridging the gap between traditional finance institutions and undeserved people by focusing on mobile money, digital banking, lending, insurance, remittances, and payments. They are enabling people and organizations to access financial services quickly and securely by harnessing the power of digital platforms and mobile technology. In recent years, notable fintech businesses have made tremendous progress in securing significant funding, demonstrating investor confidence and the sector's potential for growth. The African fintech sector earned $1.45 billion in funding for 2022, a 39.3% increase over the previous year, according to the latest African Tech Startups Funding report. All indicators have proven that there is increasing interest in providing accessible banking services to the underbanked, as evidenced by the funding raised by notable and well-known startups such as Flutterwave, which raised $170 million in a Series C funding round in 2021, Cheaper Cash, which raised $100 million in a Series C funding round the same year, OPay, which raised $400 million in a Series C funding round in 2021, and Time Bank, which raised $109 million in the same period. These great fintech businesses demonstrates the sector's enormous potential and effect in tackling financial inclusion concerns and generating economic growth across Africa. With a population of more than 1.3 billion, a burgeoning middle class, and rising smartphone adoption, it is anticipated that demand for fintech solutions will continue to increase. By utilizing technology and innovation, fintech companies are revolutionizing not only financial services, but also the whole growth and transformation of Africa's economy. It is anticipated that the fintech sector will continue to be a dominant force in Africa's investment landscape as more investors realize the enormous value and prospects inside it. The confluence of financial services and technology creates an ideal environment for entrepreneurs, investors, and stakeholders to interact and define Africa's financial destiny. FinTech has the ability to increase financial inclusion, boost entrepreneurship, and empower individuals and businesses in Africa's continued journey towards sustainable development and economic prosperity. Another factor we look at as we anticipate the future of venture capital and entrepreneurship in Africa is diversification across sectors and countries. Emerging trends in Africa's investment landscape show significant diversification across sectors and countries, implying a greater possibility for venture capital interest. While fintech remains dominant, other sectors such as e-commerce, health tech, ed tech, agritech, and logistics are increasing investment interest. This diversification reflects Africa's rising realization of untapped prospects and the potential for innovation across multiple industries. One significant example is the success of Jumia, an e-commerce company that raised $348 million US in a Series C funding round in March 2021. This fund injection indicates the growing demand for online shopping platforms as well as the African market's potential for e-commerce growth. Investors are eager to assist companies that provide efficient and accessible online retail experiences as internet usage and consumer spending continue to climb. Health tech is another area that has piqued the interest of venture capitalists. MDAS Global, a health tech firm focusing on increasing access to high-quality diagnostic services, raised $15 million US in a Series A funding round that closed in May 2021. This initiative demonstrates the growing significance of harnessing technology to address healthcare concerns and improve medical services throughout Africa. As the continent continues to struggle with inadequate healthcare infrastructure and a burgeoning population, creative health tech solutions are seen as critical to guaranteeing universal access to affordable healthcare. In addition to industry diversification, VC investment is spreading throughout more African nations. Moving beyond the traditional investment hotspots of Nigeria, Kenya, Egypt, and South Africa, Senegal, Tunisia, Rwanda, Ghana, and Mali are emerging as new locations for venture capital funding. Senegalese financial firm InTouch, for example, raised $35 million US in a Series A funding round in October 2021. Illustrating the growing interest in West African markets. This development demonstrates the growing understanding of Africa's huge potential beyond its established markets. It also reflects the efforts of these countries' governments and organizations to promote favorable environments for entrepreneurship and investment, encouraging a more inclusive and diverse investment landscape. These rising tendencies in industry diversification and regional expansion reflect Africa's changing investment climate. Entrepreneurs and startups in a variety of industries are drawing the attention and support of venture capitalists, which is contributing to the expansion and maturation of Africa's startup ecosystem. Africa is becoming an appealing investment destination for both domestic and foreign investors, thanks to a plethora of unexplored prospects and a young, vibrant population. The combination of innovation, entrepreneurship, and investment capital has enormous potential for driving economic growth, job creation, and sustainable development across the continent as the investment landscape evolves. Africa is presenting itself as a powerhouse of innovation and opportunity, prepared to change the future of industries and enhance the lives of its people by embracing varied sectors and broadening investment horizons. Another trend that is expected as the future of venture capital in Africa evolves is the rise of local investors. Local investors are becoming more active and prominent in the venture capital funding ecosystem, which is changing the investment environment in Africa. While international investors continue to dominate, local investors are making major contributions to African startups and entrepreneurship across the continent. According to Africa Arena, a major ecosystem accelerator, local investors participated in 40% of VC deals in 2021, a significant rise from 28% in 2020. This increase in local investor engagement reflects increased trust in Africa's startup sector, as well as an understanding of the continent's enormous opportunity and potentials. Local investors bring unique insights and network, as well as a strong grasp of local markets, cultures, and economic environment, which can greatly help the success of African entrepreneurs. Prominent local investors have emerged as major players in Africa's investment ecosystem, offering critical support to companies across multiple industries. TLCom Capital, for example, has been investing in African IT businesses since 1999, with an emphasis on fintech, edtech, and healthtech. Partech Africa, an Africa-focused venture capital business, has helped to fund entrepreneurs across the continent with a portfolio that includes e-commerce, logistics, and agritech. Another significant local investor, CRE Venture Capital, focuses on early-stage technology firms and has a particular interest in enterprises that leverage technology for social benefits. The Future Africa Fund, founded by a group of Nigerian angel investors, is committed to assisting early-stage African entrepreneurs in solving important issues on the continent. They not only provide financial support, but also mentorship and access to a network of industry specialists. Lofty Inc. Capital, which has offices in Nigeria and Kenya, is an early-stage venture capital firm that invests in industries including fintech, agritech, and cleantech. By mentoring entrepreneurs and giving them the tools they need to flourish, these local investors are actively contributing to the growth of Africa's entrepreneurial ecosystem. The rise of local investors in Africa supports the startup ecosystem in a variety of ways. Their extensive knowledge of local markets and regulatory environments enable them to make sound investment decisions and provide important advice to entrepreneurs. Furthermore, their regional networks and connections allow entrepreneurs to gain access to important alliances, clients, and markets. African startups may handle hurdles, scale their businesses, and leave a lasting effect by working with local investors. As local investors expand their presence and impact, Africa's investment landscape is becoming more balanced and diverse. Local and foreign investors' engagement develops a symbiotic partnership, combining global finance with local skills to realize the potential of Africa's robust startup ecosystem. This trend demonstrates not only the fast growth of Africa's investment ecosystem, but also the continent's confidence and optimism in its potential to promote innovation, economic growth, and sustainable development. Let's take a look at some potential challenges that are not just projected to be encountered in the future, but are also currently encountered at the moment. One of them is regulatory uncertainty. This is a big challenge for African entrepreneurs and venture capitalists, stifling development and innovative potential. A lack of clear and consistent laws across countries and sectors can create entrance barriers, raise costs and risk, and limit scalability and expansion potential. Nigeria, for example, had regulatory turmoil when the central bank banned cryptocurrency transactions in February 2021. This ruling had a significant impact on several fintech businesses that used bitcoins as a payment option or a source of finance. Their activities were affected as a result of the ban, requiring them to change their business models and seek new alternatives. This regulatory uncertainty not only impacted the fintech industry, but also exacerbated investor concerns about the stability and predictability of Nigeria's regulatory environment. Similarly, Kenya implemented a digital services tax on online platforms in January 2021, adding another degree of complexity and uncertainty for e-commerce firms. Concerns were expressed about the tax's possible impact on the profitability and growth of e-commerce firms, which will have to navigate new compliance regulations and potentially pass on the higher costs to consumers. Without sufficient engagement and respect for the startup environment, such legislative action can discourage innovation, deter investments, and impede the expansion of the digital economy. The lack of clear and transparent legislation across African countries adds complexity and hurdles for businesses and venture capitalists operating on a regional or continental scale. Diverse regulatory regimes can cause confusion, raise compliance costs, and stymie cross-border businesses. Startups trying to grow beyond their home markets frequently face a jumble of rules, each with its own set of criteria and constraints, which can stymie their ability to scale economically and attract investments. Addressing regulatory ambiguity is critical for a conducive climate for African companies and venture capitalists. Clear and predictable regulations may offer entrepreneurs and investors the security and confidence they need to take risks, develop, and grow their enterprises. Governments and regulatory organizations should cooperate actively with industry players to create frameworks that combine consumer protection and market integrity with the encouragement of innovation and entrepreneurship. Africa can unlock the full potential of its thriving startup ecosystem, attract additional investors, and position itself as a center for innovation and economic growth by implementing consistent and forward-thinking policies. Efforts are being made in Africa to overcome regulatory issues. Initiatives like the African Continental Free Trade Agreement seek to standardize laws and foster a more cohesive and friendly business environment across the continent. Regional collaborations and the exchange of best practices can also play an important role in establishing regulatory frameworks that promote innovation while protecting the interests of all stakeholders. Resolving regulatory issues and fostering a favorable regulatory environment will be critical as Africa continues to nurture its startup ecosystem and attract more investments. As a result, the continent will be able to realize the full potential of its entrepreneurial talent, generate economic growth, and position itself as a global leader in innovation and technology. Another potential challenge is infrastructure gaps. In addition to legislative issues, African startups and venture capitalists confront substantial obstacles due to inadequate infrastructure, which significantly affects connectivity, accessibility, and affordability of digital services. Access to energy and the internet, as well as high expenses, represent significant impediments to the growth and success of companies across the continent. According to the World Bank, only 28% of Africans have access to power, indicating a substantial infrastructure gap that impedes the development of digital services and technical breakthroughs. Inadequate power supply limits startup activities, resulting in higher operational expenses, reliance on alternative energy sources, and service disruptions. Without a reliable and consistent electricity supply, startups face challenges in maintaining their online presence, delivering digital products or services, and providing uninterrupted customer support. Furthermore, many Africans continue to lack reliable internet connections because just 39% of the population has access to the internet. The potential user base for digital platforms and services is small. Individuals' access to information and opportunities is impeded by a lack of connectivity, which also hinders startups' ability to target and acquire customers. Internet access is critical for startups in order to deliver goods and services, interact with customers, and scale their business. The ability of startups to compete in the global digital economy is restricted by a lack of internet access, which limits their development potential and innovative skills. In addition to limited access, the cost of internet services in Africa is among the highest in the world. Africans on average spend 7.1% of their monthly income on internet connection, compared to the global average of 1.7%. These affordability barriers hinder broader population adoption of digital services, particularly among low-income segments. The high cost of internet access puts potential customers off and limits the scalability of companies that rely on a big client base to achieve long-term success. Addressing infrastructure shortages is critical for creating a welcoming climate for African companies and venture capitalists. Governments, private sector companies, and international organizations are investing in projects to improve infrastructure and overcome the connectivity gap. Expansion of broadband networks, implementation of renewable energy solutions, and the promotion of public-private partnerships are all projects aimed at boosting access to electricity and internet connectivity while lowering the cost of digital services. In addition, creative solutions are being created to address infrastructure problems. Startups are using technologies like satellite internet, solar-powered systems, and mobile-based platforms, for instance, to get around connectivity issues in off-the-grid and underprivileged locations. To execute these solutions and ensure their widespread adoption across the continent, governments, corporate sector stakeholders, and civil society organizations must work together to achieve this. Africa can reach its full potential as a center for innovation, entrepreneurship, and digital transformation by solving infrastructure deficiencies. The market will grow, more people will use the product, and entrepreneurs will be able to scale and succeed thanks to better connectivity, easier access to electricity, and affordable internet services. Additionally, closing the infrastructure gap will open up new prospects for continental economic expansion, job creation, and sustainable development. Another interesting key factor that can pose a challenge to venture capital and entrepreneurship in Africa is talent shortage. Aside from legal issues and infrastructure deficiencies, African businesses and venture capitalists face another challenge of lack of skilled labor. The growth, innovation, and viability of startups throughout the continent are challenged by the lack of qualified and experienced workers. Only 17% of tech workers in Africa have more than 5 years of experience, and only 6% have more than 10 years, according to a report by the research and analytics platform Brita Bridges. The availability of people with deep expertise and sector knowledge who can help with the growth and scaling of startups is constrained by the lack of seasoned professionals. Startups may find it difficult to handle complicated problems, carry out strategic initiatives, and gain a competitive advantage in the market without a significant pool of experienced employees. In addition, there is a sizable gender imbalance in the tech skill pool. Only 22% of ICT workers in Africa are female, underscoring how underrepresented women are in the field. This gender disparity results in wasted possibilities for innovative thinking. Various views and inclusive problem solving, in addition to perpetuating existing imbalances. In order to create a startup ecosystem that is more diverse and lively and produces better financial results, it is imperative to address the gender gap in tech expertise. The talent gap in Africa is complex and caused by a number of factors. The skill gap is as a result of a lack of access to high-quality education, particularly in STEM subjects. Science, technology, engineering, and maths. The problem is made more difficult by insufficient infrastructure such as obsolete educational buildings and lack of useful materials and technology. Additionally, the talent shortage in Africa is made worse by brain drain, in which highly qualified individuals leave their home nations or areas in quest of better possibilities. Addressing the talent deficit involves the collaboration of different parties. Talent development can be greatly aided by the efforts of government, educational institutions, businesses, and development groups. Investments in high-quality education, career training programs, and upskilling initiatives may give people the information and skills they need to succeed in the digital age. Encouragement of entrepreneurship and support for startup accelerators and incubators can also contribute to the development of an innovative culture and offer opportunities for budding entrepreneurs to get real-world experience. Initiatives that support inclusivity and diversity are essential to closing the gender skill gap in technology. Girls and women can prosper and contribute to the ICT sector by being encouraged to seek STEM education and jobs, mentorship opportunities, and networking events, as well as by advocating for inclusive workplace regulations. Startups, universities, and business leaders working together can develop curricula, internships, and apprenticeship programs that are applicable to the workplace and have a strong industry focus. This can give students useful real-world experience and coaching while also enabling firms to access a pipeline of qualified employees. Addressing the skills shortfall is essential for the long-term competitiveness and development of Africa's startup ecosystem. Africa can establish a strong and talented pool that can drive innovation, spark entrepreneurship, and contribute to sustainable economic progress by investing in education, promoting diversity, and encouraging collaboration. Having discussed the potential challenges the venture capital ecosystem would face, let's look at some opportunities for growth. Number one on the list is leveraging mobile technology. African businesses and venture capitalists have a huge chance to use mobile technology as a platform to bring digital services to millions of Africans. According to the GSMA, there were 548 million mobile customers in Africa in 2020, reflecting a penetration rate of 45%. There were also 272 million mobile internet users with a penetration rate of 23%. Because of the broad usage of mobile technologies, companies now have a vast potential client audience to reach out to and engage with. Startups can offer more convenient and accessible services, cut costs, and tap into Africa's booming mobile economy by embracing mobile technologies. Solving local problems is another opportunity for growth. There is a unique chance present for African entrepreneurs and venture capitalists to address regional issues that have an influence on millions of Africans in a variety of areas, including agriculture, energy, health, and education. Startups can make a positive social impact while also generating income and attracting capital from impact investors who are looking for both financial returns and social results by coming up with creative solutions to these problems. African startups like Zipline, which uses drones to deliver medical supplies, M-Pharma, which offers affordable access to medications, Trigger Food, a platform that links farmers to markets, and M-Copa, which provides pay-as-you-go solar energy options, are some examples of successful local problem solvers in their respective regions. Startups can improve people's lives while also creating enduring businesses by focusing on regional needs. Another opportunity in the African market is collaborating across ecosystems. Potential for collaborations across ecosystem. This is another important possibility for African startups and VCs in this ecosystem. By working together, companies can pool their resources, expertise, and networks, open up more chances for partnerships, client acquisition, and market access. Additionally, collaboration enables businesses to benefit from best practices and get beyond common obstacles like managing complicated legislation, enhancing infrastructure, and finding people. AfriLabs, a network of innovation hubs spanning Africa that encourages collaboration and knowledge sharing. AfriWise, a platform that links African legal experts with businesses to provide legal guidance. And Catalyst Fund, a program that supports inclusive fintech startups across emerging markets, are examples of successful cross-ecosystem collaborations. Startups can accelerate their growth and influence through collaboration by utilizing the collective strengths of the group. African startups and VCs can prosper because of the use of mobile technologies in conjunction with resolving regional issues and working across ecosystems. The startup ecosystem is positioned for considerable growth and influence because of a rapidly expanding mobile user base with a focus on tackling local issues and a culture of collaboration. Startups may foster innovation, generate employment, and contribute to the continent's overall growth and transformation by grabbing these chances. In conclusion, the future of venture capital and entrepreneurship in Africa is bright, as indicated by record-breaking VC funding growth and the creation of innovative and impactful firms in a variety of sectors and countries. However, important hurdles must be overcome in order for African startups to develop and sustain their operations in a competitive and dynamic market. African entrepreneurs and venture capitalists can harness the full potential of Africa's entrepreneurial environment by embracing opportunities such as mobile technology, local problem solving, and cross-ecosystem collaboration.